T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
How long have you been in Italy for?
I've been in Italy for about a year now.
Okay, so in that last year, how would you describe what it was like early on when you started living there versus kind of how the mood is and the vibe is now?
So early on, when I first got here, Italians are very affectionate people. They like familiar faces. They like, you know, meeting up with people, having wine with people. They love having connections. But when I first got here, I really didn't have any locals that I was friends with, and I didn't really speak Italian at all. I only knew a few words. And now that I have friends here and up north, when everything was starting to happen in January, we would go up north and go skiing, and we had a lot of friends that we would meet up with and share wine with and dinner and, you know, sing songs. And there was that elephant in the room that the coronavirus was coming, and they knew the word. You know, they speak Italian, I speak a language, and there's the common fear of the coronavirus. And it was very clear in the room. And, you know, we kind of had to say our bittersweet goodbyes because we knew that it was becoming more of a problem. And, you know, we don't go up north often. We don't really get the chance to, but there was some sadness to it that, you know, it hasn't officially set in yet, but we knew that it was going to be our goodbyes because, you know, people are starting to get sicker. And now it's insane. It's insane to not see anyone on the streets, to have streets completely empty, and to have, you know, an empty parking lot. That's just not how Italy is. You always see someone walking. You always see, you know, people in cafes getting their, you know, espresso in the morning and greeting you, and now there's no one. And they're truly scared. They're scared to be around their own families. They're scared to leave their houses. And, you know, now that they can't, they're also kind of going a little stir crazy just like us. And you see a different, there was like a very silent period where the morale was lost. There was nothing going on. No one was outside. And then all of a sudden you see people start, you know, playing music on their balconies, and the houses are stacked, or the apartments are stacked high. There's a lot of them, and they're stacked high. So there's many, many, many people just hanging out in their balconies playing music, and then people praying, and people, you know, putting out signs in Italian saying that everything's going to be okay, and, you know, a lot of saint flags being hung. But it's a new change of morale that they're kind of making the best of it now.
So would you describe the morale early on as all this was happening as, you know, kind of a depressing morale, but is it more on the up and up now, or is it still kind of getting worse over there?
When it was first, now this is everything, this goes back to January, but ultimately February was kind of the time frame when we knew that this was becoming a problem. We knew that it was coming. So we, you know, each time we, you know, said our goodbyes at the end of dinner, we kind of figured it might be the last one. Oh, this one might be the last one. This one might be the last one. So it kind of increasingly got a little bit more depressing until the last one actually did happen. And now we just don't see him anymore because we can't go out in town. But yeah, there's really no change in morale. It's kind of at an all-time low. Like, it's just staying at that low level. You know, people are still kind of doing their best, but they're everyone's panicked. And, you know, everyone basically just quickly runs through the stores and gets what they need and just leaves. So I don't know how to describe it. It's not getting better, but it's not getting worse. And it's not good to begin with.
So it just seems like an entirely surreal experience, you know, seeing the once bustling parts of Italy. You get to see all your friends in the northern part of Italy, but mm-hmm. now it's kind of a bare ghost town. Is that kind of an accurate way to describe it?
Yeah, so travel is huge for the Italians. A lot of people get on trains. For us, Rome is an hour train ride, and it's, you know, the train stations are closed, their doors are shut. There's no one walking around with suitcases to get on trains. Trains are not moving. Cafes in the morning, they're huge. So many people stop in for a quick espresso. They're empty. Their doors are shut. So you're really not seeing anyone at all, which is truly, it's crazy. The population here is just so big. And to see not one person out on the street is crazy.
What about you personally? Are you under a quarantine also? I know you're with the U.S. Navy, so I'm sure there's interesting protocols there. I don't want to go into all the protocols of what you have to do with the Navy, because I know a lot of that stuff you're not allowed to talk about. But are you under a quarantine, and are you able to get out?
So we're currently not on our quarantine. We follow the same thing as the states, but also we have to take in consideration the Italian laws, because we are on their territory. But it's the same as the states. So if you're considered essential, you must go into work. If you are not, you are to stay at home. And you come in every so often to relieve the crew. So, you know, the hospital is still open, still functioning. It's just not as maximum as it once was. And it mimics the states exactly, you know, screening people at the door. You know, do you have a cough? Do you have a cold? Do you have a fever? Have you been in contact? If you say yes to any of them, you almost get postponed, and then they do a further screening process. And it's exactly like the states. If you have symptoms, you stay at home until you feel better, and then you have to be cleared by the hospital to go back to work if you're essential. But yeah, the whole key word is essential for us.
So are you considered essential?
Yeah, so I work on the ward, which my floor is a three-part ward. So one side is labor and delivery. The other side is med-surg, post-op surgeries. And then now we have ICU wings that were built for the whole, isolation rooms for the effort.
So this is coming from just a place of ignorance on my part. Do you work on a naval ship, or are you at a hospital?
So I work at a base hospital. We do have a ship that we're all essentially tied to. It's out of Gaeta. It's the Mount Whitney. But no, I work at the hospital at the base here.
Okay, I understand that role. So the essentials of just trying to get by, just to give you some perspective of what I live in Hamburg, for example, and you know, mm-hmm. basically the only time that we're allowed to like go walk at a park right now. We're allowed to go to a grocery mm-hmm. store. We're not allowed to really, you know, go to the bars. You know, we can't go into downtown Buffalo to go. You know, St. Mm-hmm. Patrick's Day here got canceled. I don't know if you saw that news.
That's crazy.
For you, how do you go about getting groceries, the essentials type of things that you need to get just to survive day in, day out? How are you getting groceries?
Step one is the base truly does a fantastic job at stocking the commissary or grocery store. The thing is we are following the social distancing, 30 people at a time going through the grocery store. So, and there's the lines that are set up outside and everyone waiting with their carts. And the base has slimmed it down to just U.S. military is allowed to use the commissary, because early on we had a huge shortage, you know, just like Wegmans, there was no meat, there was no toilet paper, there was nothing. But now the base has realized that we just can't cater to everyone. We can't open our doors to NATO. We can't open our doors to Italian military anymore, that we need to cater for our own U.S. military. So it was quickly switched after, you know, a weekend. And truth be told, we've been doing this for almost 3 weeks now. So it's the long lines, and, you know, you get in, you get what you need or whatever is there, and, you know, you kind of make use of what you can get your hands on once you've wait in the lines. So yeah, we do have a line system.
Are you not allowed to go into the town at all then?
No. Italian law, every week puts out a new, it's like a sheet. There's an English version for what it says. There's an Italian version, and you fill out who you are, where you live, why are you traveling? You have to check off, are you traveling for necessities, like if you need to get groceries? Are you going to the pharmacy? Are you going to work? Where do you work? And the police have been pulling over everyone to really enforce the traveling bans that we have. So you are allowed to get to and from work and to the grocery store, but other than that, you should not be traveling, and they will pull you over and they will give you a fine for it.
How much have you been following the developments happening here in Buffalo, Lancaster, your hometown? How much have you been following it?
So I usually will FaceTime my parents every few days. But also I don't really have access. So once I switched over to Italy, and everything on my phone is Italian now, it's hard for me to read the articles at home. So I really do rely on going through my parents to get information and my friends. But usually, like every other day, I kind of FaceTime my parents and figure out, you know, what they're going through.
When you say you can't really access what's going on here, is it just like internet problems, or are they restricting information?
So, yeah, they restrict it. If you are a Italian user, or if, you know, your phone number is Italian, there are certain websites that I just can't access because it says it's a foreign policy that I can't, you know, read it according to the EU. Or usually it says something along the lines of foreign policy. But luckily, my dad has a subscription to the Buffalo News. So once in a while, when I get some downtime, I'll log on and read some articles. But I don't always get the downtime, so a lot of times it's just easier to talk to my family.
Yeah, and I'm sure they've probably been, you know, highly affected. I mean, we all have here in Western New York. How are they holding up?
So my family's doing good. A lot of them are. My father also lives in Hamburg, and he was talking about how he's not used to not going to church and not having that support system, and, you know, seeing the people at the Sloan Market that he sees every weekend, and he's not really, he's not going, like, he's adjusting well, but it's just missing those things that you used to do, and, you know, having the freedom to go out with your friends and do whatever you want, or go have dinner with your friends. You just can't do that anymore. So realistically, what do you do now? Probably the biggest thing.
What was your initial reaction? You know, you're in Italy, but you probably, your parents told you that the St. Patrick's Day parade was canceled, and even upcoming, the Dingus Day parade, that's been canceled. Broadway Market for Easter season, that's not happening anymore. It's just like everything that has been happening here in the States has frozen. There's no more basketball. The Sabres season is suspended. There's questions about what the Bills are going to be doing in the future. I mean, you see that overseas. What goes through your mind?
So, here, first off, hearing that the St. Paddy's Day parade was canceled was so upsetting. My family grew up in the old First Ward. We have very early roots to the Beechsters. So hearing that the parades were canceled, and I did have plans to come home and surprise my family to go to the parades with them. But to hear that they were canceled was so upsetting. And then now the Broadway Market and not having Dingus Day and Easter is huge. I mean, that is your culture for Buffalo, and not having it is crazy. I would never have pictured this in a million years that, you know, a virus that started in China would affect us so much in Buffalo. So yeah, it's crazy. It's actually really kind of sad because that is the Buffalo heritage, really.
How much are you missing home just in general?
I miss the food. I miss talking to, you know, the regulars at like Bar Bill and, you know, but it didn't really hit me until my father sent me a care package of Buffalo Spree magazines, some St. Paddy's Day ski hats, and some Watson chocolates. I wasn't too homesick until I got that package today. And it really, I did shed a few tears because I really do miss coming home. And I did have plans since like November to come home and, you know, all of the travel restrictions. And now there's no moving for us for 60 days. So it's a question of when am I actually going to get home? Because we don't know how long this is truly going to last. So all of it just makes it even more bittersweet.
But I'm sure when you do come back home, obviously your family will be really excited to see you. And when you do get home, you know, let's assume that, you know, the coronavirus pandemic is over with. What's the first thing you want to do when you get back here?
Oh, the first thing, when I get picked up from the airport, I would love a Tim Hortons coffee. I've been craving it. But I want chicken wings. I want blue cheese. I want to go to Wegmans and get a Danny's sub. Mighty Taco is definitely going to be that 2 a.m. snack. All those things. I've already played this in my head many times of what it's going to be like when I go back that first day. And every time I come back on or come home from leave, I do the same things. It's the same routine. And now being gone so long with everything going on, I just really want to jam-pack so much stuff in that first day.
Well, Kaylee, your family is going to be able to hear this entire interview, so we'll hold them to it, all right, when you come back here.
Oh, sounds good.
Hey, is there anything else, any messages you want to give to anybody here in Buffalo, Western New York, from somebody who's living in Italy right now?
Yes. So I want to give a shout out to all of my EMS responders. I worked with you for a few years, and I truly understand what you guys are going through, and I just want to thank you guys so much. To my sister, who's a nurse, and to everyone that is providing care in the hospitals of Buffalo, New York, I want to thank you guys as well. It's not easy, and you guys are doing the grind, and I want to thank you guys for that. So, yeah, thank you from Italy.
Well, Kaylee, we appreciate your service. Thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.